You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chuvas Rambam. The Shita Mekubetzes in Bamitziya brings this Chuvas Rambam also. Mao Inyan Amram, the Pnei Ma Talmid Chachamim, Einu Mitzuyin Lotzeis Torah Bebneiyah. Why do you find Rechmal Tzlan that Talmid Chacham, they don't, children don't necessarily come out Bnei Torah? I heard what Palm said, that you see they do. You see, many times, Talmid Chacham, as soon as he says, the Baruch Hu makes sure to become Masmidim. This way nobody will say it's because of their father. It's because they were Masmidim. But automatic Talmid Chacham, that doesn't happen. But why does Amar Rav Yudam Rav, She'im Mevarcha B'Tara Tchila. They don't make Pikas HaTeira, right? That's the same Gemara that Ma'av the Aretz, right? Talk about the Chorben, She'lo B'Echa B'Tara Tchila, B'Echa B'Tara Tchila. So what do you mean? So Me'la are the ones, Hashem go into all the Pshatim. All the Pshatim, they didn't, it wasn't important to them. They sought, basically, he says, they thought Torah is just a means to an end. So they didn't make a bracha. They thought whatever, but different Pshatim. What does it mean, Talmid Chacham, don't make a berachas Torah? So listen to this tshuva of Rambam. Mashas parashon bezehu, sha'anim nam la'alois l'sefer Torah osa. If you get a, they call you up an aliyah. Vayu Talmid Chacham im rubam, koshol em atnu la'alois l'sefer Torah. It was hard for them. I know he doesn't explain this. This is not the Rambam himself. He's quoting it from someone. It's hard for them to go up. What does it mean? It was hard for them. They were tired. They were busy learning. You look at the Zion. And Tosefes Ksiav Yad Api, whatever Abramson, Mashpirza Hushaaf Bezmanam Hayatzam Zeh Choyli Nimtza Bezmanen Zeskal. I don't know if he means Choyli. It was just like a craziness. You know, Choyli. They didn't go. It means it was a physical Choyli. But he doesn't like this pshat. Vanirli Beperish Davizeh. Who Shoyinim is? I say it's a different pshat. Says the Rambam. Ooh. Biyos Ish Talmid Tamachachar Amcham Yeshu Beis Knesses. V'oyle lefanav koyin amaretz. Over here it says you're supposed to give a talmid chacham before koyin amaretz. Oy mishu amatu men machachma v'yikot tchila uliyais. So since a talmid chacham's no, give a koyin because that's the mishnah in Gittin. It says mitnei dakeshom uliyais shem mitu b'kvayd atayra ve'ein karm b'tahilan shulo berchu b'tayra tchila means they didn't take the first aliyah. Follow the Rambam. The mission says that a coin reads first because of kiddushday, right? So look, it says, "Zok the Rambam in Pishvadas Kshein Shoven b'Chachma, Avay Yisrael Gadol b'Chachma Koydim l'Koyin l'Vayvi the Mamzer Tamachacham." Koydim lekoyin gadol amaretz, hadin hu din in the Gemara. Ve'idna nog shekoyin afilu amaretz koydim lechachem gadol shbiyisrael. Shimon Gabay told me that Rav Avadya would take rishon or every.
I was there.
What?
I was there to see it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
And he took.
Yeah, it was Rosh Chodesh. He took. He would give it. He'd go out. Whatever.
They always gave him the first aliyah. Yeah.
In his apartment.
The what?
And out in his apartment.
And they gave him. The, he has a shul downstairs, right?
I'm sorry.
He has a shul downstairs.
I don't know about that. The Sfarim lining the walls.
Sfarim, yes.
All look like a
somebody told. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that he used to go to, you know, in Israel, you go home for lunch. You know, more than that. But so he used to go past Rav Avadya's house four times a day. The boss made a turn. He lived on the corner of Avadya.
Kablan,
yes. Sir. So he said, you know, so we all. In the newspapers, all you see Rabbi Avadya doing is slapping people on the right, slapping politicians. He said in the few years that he was going on this bus, he never once saw him by the window, not like always like this, four times a day. I was the one time I saw him, so Mr. Wolfson had a bris or something, so I was happy to be there. He says, come, after the bris, we'll go up to see Rabbi Avadya yourself. I mean, I saw him in the streets once or twice, but I never met him. So he was sitting there, and this is a year before he was nifted, maybe less even, right? So he was in his 90s, right? First of all, he had this farm. He had this farm on the roof. There were ritvas, you know, learning lumdas. He was learning. He was like this. And then they would call him and they'd say, Aaron Paul. So, oh, Aaron, like this. And then, Ben Shal Aaron, oh, right? To me, he didn't give a slap. I don't know, maybe I should have gotten a slap. But he didn't take us every time. He put his back like he was mamish holding and learning, and they had to, and the pasha had no idea somebody was there, like over here, and they would call him who Paul, like the people there. It was very dick a mouse with the person. But a person who had a probably a photographic memory, I can't imagine. Somebody once told me that they once asked him how many times does it that he writes in a sefer they asked him how many times do you bring the minchas chinuch in your sefer? So let's say 53. So they said we checked in the computer, it's 50. So he thought for like a few seconds, says three times I bring him Yosef Babad b'sifrei. I didn't mention minchas chinuch. He was like chapped right away. It was more like a. Anyway, so you saw it. You saw it. Okay, yeah. So that's what the Rambam says. Okay, now, what is this din koidim? So look at the Yerushalmi, where it says Yerushalmi. It says Rabbi Yechinen, Al Rabbi Yechinen, you see the, like the third word in that Yerushalmi. Al Rabbi Yechinen, Rabbi Yechinen, Vedashu Beit Medrashu, the Rabbanya, Afilu Mamzatam Achochem Koyen Godel Amaretz, Mamzatam Achochem Koidim Lekoyen Godel Amaretz. Okay, sovereign maimer, they thought it means liftos, if you have to be poide, you only have enough money to poide one person, or they're allowing you to redeem only one person. So tamachachem, mamza tamachachem before kohen amarts, right? Lahachyos, lachasos, lachasos means to give him, feed us them clothing. Holy yeshiva, but let's say you have now a dais, so that you put the kohen gadol first, that's what they thought. Al yeshiva lo, it doesn't go. Right, there's a din of kiddushin. Amar Babin, Afli Yeshiva, Mataima Yekari Yudminim, Afim Mazeshu Nichnas of Nayofnim. So stating over here that if you have one seat, right? Let's say you're in a place, you have one seat, and there's a mamza tamachachem and amar it's going gadol amaritz. You make the mamza sit down. Okay, so now let's take a look. At the next thing, Ovis Rav Nosson. Says over there, Misha Oivra Avera, right? Somebody did, yesterday we were discussing that Ar Sameach, that a person has Rachman Atzlan, he's being boiled at Erva, Aisha Seish, let's say, and all of a sudden, in the middle of being boiled, he says, what am I crazy? I'm going to be Moiler Mamza over here. So he wants to be Pirish. So he says, but he can't because he's got an Eivra Chai, and that's called Bia. So he has to wait for his Eivra Meis. And through that, the Zerah is going to come out. It might impregnate her. Your mom, the Zerah says, too bad. That's an Aveira to go out. This is a body you're not supposed to create Mamzerim. You can't call it an Aveira. So it says over there, Misha Ova Aveira, Oilud Mamza, Oimim La Reika, Chavalta B'atzmacha, Chavalta She'oisam Mamza. Not only you are Chayvul yourself, you're Chayvul that person. Chavalta Boy, it should be.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chavalta Boy. You damage the person that you're born. Right? First of all, so we would say, why? He's a mamzer. It's going to be very difficult. Shaduchim, this, that. He says, Shaisa mamzer, writes a little my time, my son Tamidim, Shayashim, Shayim, Yushalayim. Right? He wants to go to Brisk, this mamzer. He says, Vayim mamzer, Hilachimon, Shigil Ashdai. Oimet Shav, Oima Oili, Hili Laisi mamzer, Kvaisi Yashim, Shayim, Tamidim, Shaladu Ashram. Ulefish ani mamza, eini yoshev v'shoina beina talmidim. I can't go. They're not going to let me in. Why? Lefish ein mamza nichnas liyushalayim kolika. Yep, it's a new halacha. Right? A mamza can't go into Yerushalayim. Kol shenema v'yoshev mamza ba'ashdoid. It's a nevuah. That they're going to only let the mamza. The Gemara talks about whether mamza I'm going to become tarba, lasa bavoi. He's going to, in Ashdod, they're going to say, excuse me, sit here, nice base medrash here, you can't go to Yerushalayim. So now we know the mamza can't go to Yerushalayim. Then we have a Rambam in Kleim Mikdash. Ubayis, we'll talk about the Kohen Gadol. Ubayis yiloi muchen b'mikdash, vua nikolishkas Kohen Gadol. They had a separate chamber for him, an office, right? Lahabdol. V'tefarta v'kvaydoi, shohoi yeshu b'mikdash kol ha'yayim. Right, that you should be there. Rebbe sits there in a special room. V'lo yetza elo lebeisa b'lvad b'layla oishosh shatayim b'yayim v'yeh beisai b'yushalayim v'einoi zoz misham. The Kohen Gadol always has to be in Yerushalayim. So the kasha is, this kasha I heard b'shem Rav Rudiman, but it's not his kasha. I heard this 40-something years ago, but somebody in Baltimore told me b'shem Rav Rudiman, but I saw it in Achreinim, that they ask the kasha, says, how's Mamza Tamachachem b'yeshiva before Kohen Gadol? He's outside of Yerushalayim and he's Yerushalayim. How the two meet each other? Yeah? So Bacha said a good tarot. I can't forget. I can't remember, but I have to ask him. But I'll tell you what I said. We had a question. So I heard of Runeman. He used to give a minchas chinuch here, right?
Before I was there.
Before you were there. Rabbi Shabram told me he used to give a minchas chinuch here. So anyway, Koponim, that's the kasha. If you see from the Avos Abnoson, a mamza can't be in Yerushalayim. You see the Rambam, he has to always sleep in Yerushalayim, always has to be in Yerushalayim. So how did the two meet each other? So I want to say a simple test, even though it's a minchas chinuch. He doesn't ask this kasha, but the way the minchas chinuch learns, this Rambam. I'm sorry, Shlomo, Chayv Beis.
He had to sleep in Yerushalayim, but he couldn't leave during the day. Maybe he went to a
bris. Two places. And there's going to be a third place. And the Gos, the old Minchas Chinuch used to have a Gos from Minchas Chinuch on the Rambam. Now they put it into the Frankel Rambam. They didn't put this in this Rambam. So listen, first like this. The mitzvah, Kuf Lamed Vav, which is, wait a second, and Kuf Lamed Vav, there's a mitzvah, Karben Mincha Shol Kohen Gadol B'chol Yoyim. A Kohen Gadol brings, like Rashi Nechumah says, Minchas Chavitin every day, right? It's the same Mincha that a Kohen who starts his first day, Minchas Chinuch, brings. The Imre Emes said, a Meridik Avart, I'm a Maimon Musga. It says that Melamed Shloshina Aaron, Rabbi Yaskein Aaron, Melamed Shloshina Aaron. Aaron didn't deviate, he did exactly what he told us. Everybody asks, of course, if Bain Shem tells you to do something, you do it. What does it mean, Lam Shashina? So Sfasema says, Melamed Shloshina, that he did it the rest of his life with the same excitement, right? We have a mitzvah, right? You do a mitzvah. So you put on tefillin the first day, a bar mitzvah boy is excited, he goes to the mikvah, whatever, he does all kinds of things, he's so excited about the mitzvah. And what happens? A few days later, starts to dissipate. And a few years later, like us old men, it's not so exciting anymore, unfortunately. Right, we lose the excitement, right? We lose the excitement, but we'll get used to it. Any mitzvah is that way. A mitzvah comes once a year, we get excited. Same could be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, mitzvah d'oraisa, you know, krishma, we forget about. It says, Melamed Shloshina Aaron, Aaron always did it with the same excitement. That's what Sfasemis basically says. So, the Rambam said, it's very good. The Kohen Gadol, who's Aaron HaKohen, who does the mitzvah with such excitement all the time, imagine the Kohen, the first day he's working, first day, he's right, he just became 20, and he brings a minchas chinuch, right, mechanuch, such excitement, I'm starting a voidah, to do a voidah in the base of Mikdash. Kohen Gadol brings that every day, why? Because the Kohen Gadol had the same excitement like Aaron HaKohen every day, that's supposed to be at least. Anyway, so he goes through halachas of Kohen Gadol, let me just find it, this minchas chinuch. So minchas chinuch says like this, minchas chinuch brings this Rambam, and he says, where did the Rambam get this from, that he has to be in Yerushalayim? And I'm finding it. Shlomi, can I just ask? Oh, here it is. I found it. Shlomi, can I just say the Gimel? I'll look it up. It'll be easier. I'll look it up in the...
Maybe Kayim Meshulach Muhammad. Like a
Kayim. You mean as an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, so, one second. That what? That he doesn't, that what it means, Kohen Gadol Amaretz, it means Meshuach Mechama. That could be. Shailat Pashas, it's talking about any Kohen Gadol. I'm sorry. What is it?
Maybe he's the Kohen Gadol living in Yerushalayim. No, he's going.
Mashiach Machama obviously was Zayde. He went into war. That's what he's saying. Here, okay. It's page Tavkuf Chav, Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin, Beis Samech Hey. Okay, Samech Hey. He brings the Rambam, and he asks, where did he get this din? It's Daf Samech Hey on the left side. The Ein Kesef Mishnah, they should have written on, yeah, oh, here it is. The Ein Kesef Mishnah, Shom Shulah Hera Mokom Moitzah Din Matam Yesh. He says, we know the Gemara says that when you bring a carbon, what din do you have to do? Lina, you have to stay overnight, right? Upanisa v'boiker v'alachta lo yalecha. You have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim when you bring a carbon. Says, "Be'emes atam da'yaton lina b'Yerushalayim b'pnei akarbon shemevi b'chol yoyim." Yeah, he says that the reason is because he had to stay there, had to sleep overnight because of the mitzvah of lina. V'zeh emes abar shemaiti zeh metalmidei. I wasn't sure if it's talmidei or talmidai, but in Dagos he quotes the name, so we'll have to read it. I know who he is. V'shamayti zeh metalmidei v'kasavti kein al gilin Rambam shali, right? Oh, they bring over here what his name is. Later on he brings it too. So over here in Dagos, in the new Minchas Chinuch, they put it on the, what's it called, the Sefer Likutim. They bring over here like this. Gam a kesef mishnah lahever mekayma. Davar zeh einu makanir v'divar din zeh v'din ach lo yadati makom moitzu din mishas. Gam a kesef mishnah lahever mekayma. V'nira diadua the kol karbonos af eitzim. Even if you bring a carbon eitzim, right? They used to bring, they used to have families that used to bring the eitzim, right? In the base of Mikdash, it was a schus for them, right? What was it? Because they helped in the base of Mikdash. So imagine nowadays, somebody gives a donation, and what's the schus you give him? You can give more. A carbon eitzim. The imkein kol koin godel b'chol yoyim hayamakrif minchas chavitin imkein hayatzach lolan b'chol yoyim b'yushalayim. And he brings the Gemara about that. Al kein tzorach lodur b'yushalayim kach shamaiti metalmidi hacharif moreinu b'chaim Moshe gam kein v'divrei pi chochem chaim. So that's what he comes out. He says that this din, that you're right. The Russian not that clear, but he's learning that Hoya Beis of Yerushalayim, not that he had to Ein Azaz Misham. Ein Azaz Misham means he had to sleep there. That's how he's learning. But he could leave Yerushalayim. So if he could leave Yerushalayim, he goes to Ashdod for Bris, he can meet the moms. That's what you have to say in this. I'm trying to remember, Bacha said a nice teretz also. But that's the test. So the kash is found in Achrayim, but I heard it b'shem Rav Rudiman. I think that's a very simple teretz. Okay, Mitzvah we'll have next week.
The fact that this carbon that Kohen Gadol had to provide, but not like from Kippur, we actually had to bring it, right?
Right.
But if he provides it but doesn't bring it, another sign does.
Yes, and Kofayin Aleph, he talks about whether he had to be there or not.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.com.